This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. After President Trump appointed billionaire Elon Musk and created the hazy Department of Government Efficiency, 300 million Americans' Social Security data was made vulnerable, a government whistleblower says. The personal and private Social Security information was put at risk after DOGE officials uploaded sensitive information to a cloud account not subject to oversight or heightened security. Whistleblower Charles Borges, who worked as the chief data officer at the Social Security Administration, said the potential sensitive information that risks being released includes health diagnoses, income, banking information, familial relationships, and personal biographic data. Borges submitted his whistleblower disclosure to the special counsel's office on Tuesday, August 26th. Borges said, "Should bad actors gain access to this cloud environment, Americans may be susceptible to widespread identity theft, may lose vital health care and food benefits, and the government may be responsible for reissuing every American a new Social Security number at great cost." The whistleblower report is just the latest complaint against President Donald Trump's DOGE and the unprecedented access it was given by the Republican administration to the vast troves of personal data across the government. Labor and retiree groups sued the Social Security Administration earlier this year for allowing DOGE access to Americans' sensitive agency data. Borges disclosed to his superiors that he believed the upload was an abuse of authority and poses a substantial threat to public health and safety and potentially violates the law. A woman died last week while hiking in a group on the Highline Trail in Glacier National Park. The Highline Trail in Glacier is one of the most iconic hikes in the U.S. for its top-of-the-world views. The Highline Trail stretches along the Continental Divide and is remarkable for its cliffside path, carved into the mountainside with sheer drop-offs and very narrow ledges. The woman was killed when she tripped and fell from the narrow path, sustaining fatal injuries in her fall. She's been identified as 73-year-old Diane Bunker of Muscatine, Iowa. Glacier National Park staff were alerted to a female who had fallen off the Highline Trail. Bunker tripped and fell off the edge of the trail out of the sight of her hiking party between Big Bend and Triple Arches, a section of the Highline Trail that runs along the garden wall. In places, the trail is only 3 to 5 feet wide, with a steep drop-off on one side. Two Bear Air was dispatched to search for the fallen hiker. They located and recovered Bunker below the trail. She sustained traumatic injuries after falling roughly 450 feet. In a mix-up over different meanings of the term antelope, the F.E. Warren Air Force Base Exchange Store in Cheyenne, Wyoming, ended up with T-shirts depicting an African antelope, not a Wyoming pronghorn. In a laughable mistake, it's the silhouette of an African antelope on the Wyoming Air Force Base T-shirt instead of the pronghorn, also in the West called an antelope. It was a simple miscommunication between the store staff and the shirt maker when the store put in an order for T-shirts with an antelope on them. The staff was thinking of Wyoming's pronghorn. The manufacturer apparently thought they meant the African species and put the silhouette of an antelope known as the greater kudu, which is not found in Wyoming. The kudu has a hump on its back and long, curly horns. Pronghorn frequent the F.E. Warren Air Force Base in Cheyenne. Folks in Wyoming and elsewhere in the West commonly call those critters antelope. They're also colloquially called speed goats. They're not actually antelope or goats. The store staff thought that that was a universally understood term, but apparently it's not. Since the T-shirt order was a custom order, the store owner cannot send back the T-shirts with the African antelope on them. Now, people really do enjoy them as a novelty item, the store owner says. A similar batch of T-shirts calling for an image of a bison came in as expected.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.